gets colder. My eyes goes thin as I get older. Piece in pieces, bloody and bruised. I feel so helpless and confused. 'Cause I hear screaming on the left, yelling on the right. I'm sitting in the middle trying to live my life.
Good afternoon. This is Evelyn Pringle. Welcome to Focus on the Facts. My guest today is David Schroeder. David was born into a practicing Luciferian family in Omaha, Nebraska. He was tortured in the MK Ultra program until the age of 10, after he endured a horrific experience of being forced to light a man on fire. As a young adult, David found himself involved with the key players of the Franklin Scandal Credit Union, because the players were all his parents' friends. The Franklin Scandal involved a network of pedophile rings in Nebraska and Washington, D.C. that traded young children to wealthy people and politicians in the U.S. for sexual abuse, human trafficking, drug trafficking, and blackmail. David's father and brother were child abductors, and David believes them to be directly involved in high-profile cases such as the disappearance of children such as Ricky Chaddick, Johnny Goss, and Jacob Wetterling. David's brother is the second photographer that convicted pedophile and photographer Rusty Nelson speak about regarding the Franklin scandal. It involves the filming of child pornography and snuff films taken while children were being murdered. David has been working nonstop for over 15 years to expose his family's activities and has written a book entitled Rabbit Hole, a satanic ritual abuse survivor story. He has a blog titled davidschroeder.com. And has many YouTube videos, and I posted some of those videos on my Facebook page today for anyone that would like to get more information on this. And he has a documentary entitled David's Story, The Childhood Ritual Abuse of David Schroeder, which has only been out for about a month and already has garnered over 6,000 views. So David believes in God and the teachings of Jesus and identifies with the practice of shamanism. He believes that heaven is within and around us all the time. It has been through his faith that David has been able to endure the horrendous attacks, both online as well as in real life, for the years that he has been trying to expose all of this. So let's bring David on now and let him tell us a little bit about his story. David?
Hey, Evelyn, thank you for having me.
Oh, I'm so happy that you would come on. I'm real anxious to get into this because we only have about an hour. So where's a good place for you to start?
Well, again, I was born in Omaha. For anyone who's interested in Omaha, you can go Google Franklin Credit Scandal or Franklin Credit Union, and it'll pull up the child prostitution that was going on in Omaha at the time, which was in the 80s, was also happening at the same time in Houston, Texas. A man by Dr. Tom Philpott has a documentary out there called Boys for Sale. And so Omaha was, the problems were not indicative just for Omaha. They were going on all over the nation. And so I grew up in a Luciferian family. I was forced to murder children, boys specifically, prepubescent boys. And,
could you explain for people that might not know what Luciferian means, could you explain that a little bit?
We hear a lot, I mean, if you listen to people, the word satanic panic is used a lot. And the satanic panic, a lot of it is associated with Nick Martin preschool. Which happened in the early 90s.
Right.
But And it's associated with McMartin, but what people don't realize is that there were parents all over the country coming forward and saying that their children were being sexually abused and ritually abused in their preschools. And so there was a big outcry. Parents were taking their kids in. This was coming all over the nation. Nebraska wasn't the only one, and California certainly wasn't the only one. We talk about McMartin a lot, but McMartin was one of seven preschools in the area alone that were talking about it. There were accusations coming out from Atlanta, from Texas. Houston, obviously, was having issues. And so these were not small. And we got the word satanic panic from a group called the False Memory Syndrome Foundation, which was a CIA-based group of people who had been accused of pedophilia by their own children. And so they formed the False Memory Syndrome Foundation, which now has been false, or has been proven false. There is no such syndrome. But the same, this False Memory Syndrome Foundation that gave us the word satanic panic also gave us the words false memories. And false memories are used a lot when people talk about ritual abuse and being ritually abused in satanic rituals. And they say, oh, they were implanted by bad therapy. But this has also been proven. It's been shown that you can't create false memories in people. And so, Evelyn, I'm on my Bluetooth, so every once in a while say something so I make sure I haven't lost you.
Oh, okay. Sure.
Okay.
Sure.
I called in on my LG phone. My headset is an LG. My other phone blanks out every once in a while. So.
Okay.
If I blank out, just say, hey, fix your Bluetooth, and I'll fix it. But
You know, when we were talking about your, now you say you were involved in the Franklin Credit Union scandal because the players were all your parents' friends. Okay, what players are we talking about that were your parents' friends?
If you go online, there was a documentary called Conspiracy of Silence.
Right, I posted
British
that
documentary.
On
yeah, a mm-hmm. British documentary was going to be aired on Discover Channel. And the day that it was supposed to be aired, key members of the Republican Party paid $500,000 for it to be yanked. They said it was never aired. That's actually not true. It was aired on the East Coast. But that's the only place, and it was only aired once. And it was pulled immediately, but there was a copy made. And so, obviously, that copy has gotten on to YouTube now, so you can watch the whole thing. The players that they showed there, Alan Bear, I was heavily involved with Alan Bear. There are a lot of people.
What's the name again?
Alan Bear.
Okay.
He was married to Marsha Brandeis. John Brandeis was Marsha's dad. John Brandeis was well known to be involved in MKUltra and the mind control. In fact, an interesting story about John Brandeis, when Charlie Manson and his followers committed all those murders, John Brandeis owned the ranch right across the street from where Charlie Manson and his followers were staying, called the Sunnyville Ranch. It's either Sunnyville Ranch or Sunnydale Ranch. Mm-hmm. But John Brandeis owned. And so I believe, well, I'm good friends with the woman who was trained in the MKUltra, and Jim Jones, Charlie Manson, Billy Graham, they were all being trained right alongside her.
Really?
And so, yeah. And so this is, the MKUltra is just, it's a mind control. They say it's a mind control, but it's basically not so much a mind control program as a behavior modification program. They put you through so much trauma. They, you know, people have a finite way of acting, and they wanted to make sure that they could control what a person did. And so that's what MKUltra, now to explain, to answer your question quick, the difference between Luciferianism and Satanism, that Satanism can be just about anything. You don't have to believe in the devil to be a Satanist. I know that's kind of a contradiction in terms, but historically, Satanists have believed that the devil is the champion of mankind. And Satanism has been around for a long time, as has Luciferianism. The difference between the two is that Luciferians believe in the Antichrist. They believe that there's going to be a war with heaven, and they believe that an Antichrist, which I was being groomed to be, was supposed to rise, take over, and they were going to get wealth and eternal life and all kinds of stuff. And so that's the difference between those two. Satanists, when you think of a Satanist, you don't necessarily want to think child rape and murder. But every Luciferian I've ever known is into that. And so, you know, Luciferians rape and murder kids. They commit atrocities because they want to be an affront to God, basically, and to heaven.
Right. Okay.
And so you the best way to explain it in American terms, Anton LaVey, who started the Church of Satan, which was a social movement in the 60s, Anton LaVey was a Satanist. A man by the name of Mike Lucchino, well known as Colonel Mike Lucchino, but I hear that he's not a colonel anymore. In fact, I've heard several people tell me that he's actually become a general. But he was involved in our PsychOps program in America. He was high up in the government, and he worked on torture programs. He was working with Anton LaVey in the early 70s. Mike Lucchino broke away from Anton LaVey because he was no longer a Satanist, but Mike Lucchino became a Luciferian. And so he broke away, and in 72 he started Temple of Set, which is a Luciferian based practice. And Mike Lucchino has killed an untold amount of children. There is a man by the name of Peter Chernoff, who talks about Kevin Collins. It was a murder in California, and he witnessed Mike Lucchino kill Kevin Collins. Mike Lucchino was actually what they call a handler, which was basically another word for handler is trainer. And he was my main trainer as a child. I've watched him slaughter children and rape them and all of that. And so,
right. How many children did they make you kill? Do you remember offhand? I mean,
I couldn't tell you. You know, my sister and I had a conversation one time with my sister, and I asked her if she could put a number to the murdered victims in her past, and she couldn't put a number to it. She asked me if I could put a number to mine, and I told her there's no way. You know, it was constant, and there were some times where the rituals where you could murder three boys, and that was just one night, you know.
Okay.
And so it was just a huge amount of kids, a number of kids. And so
you say your father and your brother were child abductors. Now, would they abduct these children so that they could sexually abuse them and then murder them?
Oh, yeah. My father actually was using my older siblings. I only have one older sibling left, my sister Kathy. She's the youngest of my oldest siblings. She's 12 years older than I am. My dad was using my two sisters and my brother to attract boys at Boys Town. They were being dropped off at Boys Town and having to pick up. Now,
Boys Town was set up by who? The actual Boys
Town is a huge Catholic institution. It was a home for boys in Omaha, Nebraska. And if you watch Conspiracy of Silence, Boys Town is talked about a lot because they were intricately involved. It's a Catholic institution. And interestingly enough, the same accusation, there's actually two Boys Towns. I didn't realize this until I started researching, but there's also a Boys Town affiliated with the same Boys Town in Omaha, Nebraska, in Australia. And funny enough, they had the same exact problems as we did up here.
Right. Now, when I was saying your opening, I was saying about that Franklin scandal was to traffic children to wealthy people and politicians in the U.S., but I was listening to some videos and with you with Fiona Barnett, and these children were trafficked around the world, weren't they?
It's a global organization. There is a documentary out. It used to be on Netflix. I don't know if it is anymore, but it's called The Playground. And in it, they had two girls who were abducted in Seattle, and they found them a year and a half later in Thailand. Right. So they're snatching kids and they're going everywhere. You know, and once the kid disappears, there's no way to track the child.
No. Well, you were saying you think your brother was the second photographer that convicted pedophile in photographer Rusty Nelson was talking about, and I was looking at a video that he was talking about, and he was saying that he filmed these parties and stuff where the elite would meet with these children, and he said that the second photographer was the one that would film the child pornography of these kids being raped and of snuff films taken while they were being murdered. That's your brother? You think your brother?
That's my brother's statement. Actually, his collection of satanic ritual abuse child porn is in the hands of the Ocean City, Maryland police. My brother lived and died in Ocean City, Maryland. 2 years after my brother died, a man by the name of Larry King Jr., not the same Larry King that was involved in Franklin, a completely different Larry King, Two years after my brother died, he got busted with a huge collection of satanic child porn pictures in Ocean City, Maryland. I believe that collection is my brother's. And so...
Yeah, because this Rusty Nelson was saying they offered to pay him $100,000 to take one of these snuff films or something. He says he didn't do it, but he said the other photographer did. And they said that they kind of made him look like this Rusty.
My brother looked a lot like Rusty Nelson. They said they looked a lot.
They made this Rusty Nelson, he was saying they made him completely over. In fact, they had Nancy Reagan's hairdresser do his hair, a $2,000 hairdo and stuff, that, you know, and $4,700 worth of clothes and stuff that Lawrence King sent to him to dress him up to go to these film these parties.
Yeah. The thing about it is that Franklin Credit Union, it was reported that the child prostitution that was going on, that was happening, are you there?
Wait, I'm here.
Okay, sorry, I'm getting another phone call. It was reported by our national media that the child prostitution that was going on straight up to the first George Bush White House.
Right.
And so there's a lot of connections to this, and I mean, who ran Texas? George Bush.
Right.
You know, and here we have the same things happening in Houston that were happening in Omaha, Nebraska.
Right.
And so it's...
But they continue to shut this down. Pedophiles are running this world. And they continue to shut this all down.
That we have, it's pedophiles, but really, more specifically, it's Luciferians. As crazy as it sounds,
evil.
It's just evil people. And they have no compassion, nor do they care about kids. You know,
because most of them do abuse their own kids too, don't they?
A lot of them do. A lot of them do.
Right. When I look at
the thing about it is that what you see in this whole situation is it's generational,
right,
and it's heavy in families, and so it's, you know, you have a you have these heavy connections to families and parents who are selling their kids to this and who have been involved with it, and, you know, their parents are involved, their grandparents are involved, now they're involved. And
right.
It's, you know,
now, with
it's
you,
definitely
with you,
a generational thing.
With you, did they pawn you off to certain people but not others? I noticed when Fiona Barnett was talking that, you know, everybody wasn't allowed to sexually abuse her because she was supposed to be, they were making her into, what was it, a title that they were, they, like you, they...
She
they
was going to be the Grand Dam.
Right.
I was supposed to be the Antichrist. She was supposed to be the Grand Dam. I never, until I met Fiona Barnett, I never realized that there was a female side to this, which I should have known, but, it, you know, I was very misogynistic for a long time in looking at what happened. And but the thing about it is that what people don't realize that this whole situation, and I am certainly not alone in this. I mean, there have been a lot of people who have come forward claiming the same exact things that I did. Not so much the Antichrist thing, but killing kids, being raped, you know.
Right.
I was like Fiona. I, you know, not everybody could touch me.
Okay.
I was, you know, but, I mean, one of the people that did touch me, who was heavily involved, the cult was Anton Scalia, the justice that was just murdered.
Okay, sure.
And
he was killed at a hunting party.
There was a lot of information that came out about Bohemian Grove and it being connected
right.
to the ranch that he was murdered at.
Right.
And that information all stemmed from Fiona and I. Fiona
okay, now
sent me
he was one
of
them that sexually abused you, Anthony Scalia?
Oh, yeah.
And where
Anton
did this,
Scalia
where did this,
was...
Where would this
he was
happen?
One of the most voracious and vicious pedophiles. But a lot of places. I mean, my dad was a pilot, so
okay.
my dad was flying around. And so if it wasn't in Omaha, it could have been, I mean, they flew me all over the place, just like they did Fiona.
Right.
And so it's, you know.
And were you taken
kid,
to Bohemian Grove?
You were, oh, yeah. I've been to the Bohemian Grove quite a bit.
Okay.
And they sacrifice kids. They always have this big to-do about this cremation of care thing, and no children are sacrificed during the cremation of care week ceremony.
Right.
Yes, they burn an effigy of a child. Yes, they do that. But there's no ritual sacrifice going on during the cremation of care. When I was at the Bohemian Grove, it was always empty. You know, it was just us and the group that we were with. That's all I ever saw.
Oh, okay. Uh-huh.
And so there weren't thousands of people there at all.
Mm.
And like you have at the cremation of care.
Sure.
And most people, you know, the Bohemian Grove, even if you took away the whole they're killing kids and hunting kids and doing all of these terrible things, the Bohemian Grove should be a concern for all of us because our policies are being determined by the people who meet at this Bohemian Grove. Bohemian Grove in America is just as dangerous as the Bilderberg Group.
Right.
It's just another faction. It's just the same thing. You know?
Right.
And... So, and I mean, and people are yelling, you know, people are saying, oh, there's a gay agenda or, oh, there's a transsexual agenda. But I tell people all the time, gay people and transsexuals have nothing to do with any of this that's going on. It is a pedophile agenda. It's all based on pedophilia. And it's not saying that gay people are pedophiles, because they're not. Statistically speaking, most pedophiles are straight. Certainly the ones that I had to deal with. But we're facing a pedophile agenda. That's why they're teaching kindergartners about masturbation. That's the reason why fourth graders are being taught about anal sex.
I know.
You know, this is we're sexualizing our children.
Yes.
And it's so wrong on so many levels.
It is so wrong. And this has been going on right under our noses. You know, I always bring up that I didn't catch on to this because I didn't watch TV for like 20 years. So I didn't see this sneaking up, you know, like the sitcoms and stuff. When I finally started watching a couple of years ago, it was like, my God, what are they putting on these shows when kids are watching them? You know, that I couldn't believe the kind of things that were, well, like Two and a Half Men, for instance, that kid on there. You know, the things that
I'm
went on.
I'm sorry,
in
but
sitcom.
You know there's an issue when they are marketing to elementary girls. Little elementary
right.
school girls are getting marketed. I mean, just, what, a couple years ago, we were having to look at all of them wear these really short shorts with the words juicy written across the butt. You know, it's this sexualization of our children is not happening by accident. It's happening.
Well, how about the toddlers? How about the toddler beauty shows, what they're doing? You know, they're down to that.
Well, we are, you know, and it's funny because now the pedophile squad is coming forward and saying, oh, well, our children are so much more sexualized now. It should be okay to have sex with kids.
Right, right.
Our kids are sexualized because how many sex acts do they get to watch on television every night?
Exactly.
You know, how much we're feeding them all of this, and then we're saying, oh, well, they're becoming, you know, more sexually awake very much sooner. Well, yeah, you know.
That's all they're
that's
watching.
How it works.
Right, exactly.
And our children, I mean, I just wrote an article today, and I really want to talk about this while I'm on the radio because I think it's so important.
Okay.
They are going to people's homes. They are targeting poor people. And people are showing up claiming to be CPS, and people are so freaked out that they think CPS is at their door that they're just giving their kids to these people, and they're not CPS. They're pedophiles, and they're coming to get your kids.
Mm-hmm.
And if you happen to have someone bang on your door that is, I mean, go to my website, davidschroeder.com, and that's S-H-U-R-T as in Tom, E-R.com, davidschroeder.com. And it's the newest article, but, you know, if you're a parent or you know someone who is, this is a must-read article. If someone shows up at your house claiming to be CPS, first of all, they must always have a warrant. They are also accompanied by police officers that are in full uniform. And two men, what got me going is if this woman said, you know, two men said they were CPS and showed up her door. Two men will never show up. It'll either be two women or a man and a woman. It will never just be two men. And they're coming and grabbing people's kids, and then they're so freaked out that these people aren't reporting it to the police until they can't find their kids. And the police aren't taking... They're not doing anything about it. And so, you know, do not just give your kids to anybody who bangs on the door claiming they're CPS.
Okay. So how long were you... I'm sorry, go ahead.
Well, this whole child trafficking thing has become way more sophisticated. And they are targeting your children online. Your children are involved in groups and in apps and stuff that as adults we have no awareness of. They come out constantly, and we don't keep abreast. You know, Snapchat. I've never once been on Snapchat. It's for kids. But pedophiles, they go right to Snapchat because it's full of kids. And so this is, you know, and that's the reason why there's such a push to keep this quiet. Because this pedophile, this child trafficking pedophile ring that is going on is so vast. I mean, it's such a huge moneymaker. And it's very sophisticated. It's very organized. And it's very large.
And, well, wait, and it's the top people involved. Like I said today, I had a video, I think maybe you were on it, or you had said about how, you know, like the Jeffrey Epstein, you know, about every 10 years or so, this blows up where it comes out where all of our important politicians and stuff are involved in this pedophilia and sexual abuse of kids and all this.
Well, the thing about it is that Donald Trump is talking about Jeffrey Epstein because Bill Clinton has been named the most times on his little Lolita Express that was flying to this pedophile island. But do you want to know who the second person that was the most named is? Donald Trump.
Oh, yeah, right. Right, I know, and I've been saying this on Facebook. Yeah, and I've been saying this, and like you said, and here we have the two people the most involved with this Jeffrey Epstein's worldwide pedophile ring, and they're running against each other for the president of the United States, and the people in this country don't even bat an eye.
Oh, I don't think they know.
I'm so disgusted with the people in this country. I mean, I know the mind control. I know all that. But to let this happen?
Yeah. The thing about it is that I think that what's happening is that most people aren't aware. And those people who do become aware, who realize that, you know, things are going on, they don't have a clue what to do. You know, they don't have a clue what to do. They don't have a clue how to stop it. And so they turn away. And people don't realize it's going to take all of us to expose and stop this. And because what's happened is that it's grown in such proportions that now they're just coming after everybody's kids. You know?
Yeah.
And
like they do with the TV and the movies and everything.
Right.
I mean,
if you don't have any
appalling
money, you can't do anything about it. You know, it's because the police won't help you. And it's a sad situation. It really is a very sad situation. And, our children are disappearing in droves and, you know, and they're being raped and murdered.
Right.
You know,
right.
Flat out. They're being raped and murdered.
And, you know, and I hate to keep going back to this, but, you know, you were involved in this. Your family dragged you into this. You lived through the horror of all this. And now you've come out and you're trying to, you know, alert people and tell people what's went on and what happened to you. And all this. But I want people to hear names, like you said before, Anthony Scalia. I want people to hear the top of the damn political rings that are involved in this and have been
one of the biggest people in Omaha, Nebraska that are involved, that's involved in this and has been involved in this from the very beginning, Warren Buffett.
Yeah.
Do you really think that the richest man at the time, the richest man in America, who lived in Omaha, Nebraska, it was just a little cow town. It's still a little cow town. It has two big buildings. You know, all the rest of them are small. It's a little cow town. You really think that the man who had the most money and the most influence, you know, everywhere, didn't know what was going on in his own hometown? You know, Warren Buffett was heavily involved in the cult. You know, I know that personally.
Right.
And you know, yeah, they came out and said that Franklin was a carefully crafted hoax. But that information came out from Harold Anderson, who owned the Omaha World Herald at the time, which was the only print news in Omaha. And he had a great deal of influence.
Right.
And P.J. Morgan, largest real estate broker in Omaha, totally involved. Not only involved with the child prostitution and the abductions that were going on, but also the drug trade. Because there was a huge drug trade that was going on as well. because they were flying in drugs from the Contras into Offutt Air Force Base, and a man named Kevin Dobson was going around and selling the drugs for our government. And the thing about it is that you can go to my website, and there's in the pages above, I have the unedited version of my book. It's called Confessions of an Antichrist. It was a book that I rabbit hole was under the title Confessions of an Antichrist until I got it published. But in that book online, you can go see the documentation because I found federal papers. It was Kevin Dobson who actually brought down the Escobar cartel because they used Pablo Escobar's nephew, who Kevin Dobson took down to get to the cartel and take them all down. And it was all because of drugs, because Escobar was flying cocaine in for guns. We were shipping guns. They were shipping back drugs. It was going into the bases and being distributed everywhere. Kevin Dobson was a drug distributor, along with a man by the name of Dick Bishop. Dick Bishop was heavily involved with the Carter Lake chapter of the Hell's Angels, and they were the ones who were the couriers. They were the ones who were trafficking. They were actually doing the trafficking of kids and of drugs. And of weapons, because weapons were involved as well. You really can't have any of this together without weapons.
Okay.
And so...
So it all fits together here. Great.
And so it all fits together.
What kind of money are they making off of this sex trafficking, these kids?
Trillions a year.
This Rusty Nelson was saying that they'd make films of these kids, you know, in poses and stuff, and then they'd offer them like a catalog to people to pick from.
Oh, yeah. It was,
and pay big
they
homes.
were doing the snuff films in a dungeon at the Hollywood Bar, which is right across the street from the Omaha police station. Now, you can go on YouTube, and I have a video out called A Walk Into It Through Pedophile Omaha. And I show exactly where everything was in relation to everything. And you see what a small area this was all happening. In an area called the Old Market. And in the 80s, the Old Market was a kid hangout. Now it's a family hangout. As in the 80s, it was designed for kids.
Right.
Pizza parlors and ice cream shops and, you know, anything that would attract a kid. And Boys Town was bringing down busloads every Saturday of boys from Boys Town to let them go into the Old Market where they were being abducted. You know, and there's no... Omaha would never look into any of this. There's a case, give me a moment, I'll think of his name. The unfortunate thing about it is that I've had to deal with this for so long, and there are so many cases out there, it is hard to keep track of.
Oh, sure.
Because there's so many. You know, just so many.
No, all of our presidents, from when on down, were involved in this. I mean, we're going back to Gerald Ford. Nixon?
Oh, yeah.
Reagan?
The thing about it is that this is... Reagan was heavily involved. It was... You know, this has been going on from the very beginning. It was really amplified right after World War II, because not only did we bring all of the Nazi scientists over to America to let them continue the work they were doing in the concentration camps, but we also... got Hitler and Eva Braun and smuggled them by submarine to Argentina. And that's not a conspiracy theory. That's been told by our own FBI. They have shown, you know, Russia basically came out and told the American government, you tell the American public or we will. And so they had to come forward and admit we became the bad guys after World War II. If we weren't the bad guys already. You know, we brought all those scientists over. We hooked them up, let them do all stuff. The whole reason we got to the moon was because of Nazi scientists. And it's amazing. It's amazing what's been going on.
Right. Well, you know, like I was naming off the presidents here, and Fiona Barnett was saying that three prime ministers raped her. Three former
the
prime ministers
about it
from Australia raped
so,
her.
What people don't understand is that to be in this system, you have to be a pedophile. They have to have stuff on you to get anywhere. So if you're rich and famous, chances are you have some really incriminating stuff in your background. Because they don't allow that. That's what they were doing at the parties, is that they were enticing all of these politicians and these leaders with drugs and with child prostitution. And if they were good guys and they wouldn't do any of that, they just simply got their drinks drugged. And then they were put in bed with children with pictures taken.
Right.
And so, it's, you know...
Who was telling me that Barney Frank up there when he had that apartment, that Bush and them would bring congressmen and senators up to that apartment, and they'd be there and they'd have the hookers and stuff and regular drinks and things like that, but then they'd drug the drinks, and then they'd have the hookers leave when they brought in the young kids. And so they'd be all drugged up, and so then they'd get them filmed with having sex with these kids, and so then they're blackmailed for life.
Yeah. Barney Frank was heavily involved with this. And the question is, how on earth, why on earth does America have politicians who have been busted? I mean, he got busted for having sex with kids and having a prostitution ring out of his apartment. And he's still in office.
I know.
You know
this is what I mean.
How does that work?
They're running the world. These pedophiles.
They are running the world.
Yes.
Jeffrey Epstein just got busted, was given a year in jail, which he never spent a night at. And not only was he given a year, he was given a year in jail, but it was an open sentence. So he only had to spend the night in jail. And from what I understand, he didn't even spend a night in jail. So it was all a facade, you know? And, he was off a year later. He got off a year later and went right back to the same old stuff.
Oh, sure.
You know, and you have Donald Trump who are coming forward saying, oh, yeah, he's a great guy. And he throws awesome parties. But we know that the awesome parties were filled with child rape.
Well, absolutely. A young girl, a young victim. Filed a lawsuit against him, but did a pro se or something, and they got it thrown out real easy because she filled out the wrong pro se form. And I've filed pro se lawsuits, so I know all about that game. But anyhow, the things that she described in that lawsuit, I read the whole complaint. I believe every word of it. I believe every word of it. How he raped her, and then he didn't use anything or nothing, and when she was crying, because what if she got pregnant, and he threw money at her and told her to get a fucking abortion and just be quiet, lucky you don't kill it himself or something like this. I mean, so cold, so evil to these children that they do this to, that they have no souls.
The thing about it is that they really don't. They have zero human compassion. And the problem that we have in America is this problem with cognitive dissonance. Because most people aren't capable of this kind of evil. They're not. And because most of us are not capable of this kind of evil, we have a hard time admitting that this type of evil exists. And so...
Well, and it's very hard. And believe me, it is very hard, like somebody like me, a regular person, to take this on and to get emotionally detached from it enough to keep watching this stuff and reading these and listening to the videos and stuff to stay engaged, to want to stop it, like I'm working now, nonstop, to stop this, because, yes, it is so alarming, it is so disgusting, it sickens you at first. It sickens you.
So, and the thing about it is that if you're an individual, if you're a real individual, that never goes away. It amplifies. If anything.
No.
You know?
No.
Because it's just... But I think that that's the reason why it has become so prevalent. Because what ends up happening is that you have people who get confronted with this, who look into it a little bit, and then are so taken back by the atrocity of it all,
yeah,
they run. They do.
Yeah, you want to give up. It's because it's like so overwhelming. It's like so many people over the years have tried to stop this, and the same with the religious sexual abuse. And it's not just Catholics. It comes out more about Catholics because there are so many priests and nuns and things. You know, the other religions.
And those are the people
they have the perverts too. Pardon?
That's just it. Those are the people that we know of. There's
right,
so
exactly.
many that we don't. You know.
Right, right. I was just watching that that movie Spotlight that won that Oscar about the
yep.
you know the sexual abuse up there in Boston. The reporters that went after that, and they were saying about the odds they had come up with 87 priests that they could document. You know, in Boston alone, and in the film they were saying, well, they wondered if that was a number. And I told my friend, that's not the number. I said, believe me, it's far more than that. I said, because those are only the ones that, right, have come forward. I said, you think of how few actually do come forward. I said, those out there that have never said anything, I said, there's probably more like 500 of those priests in Boston. Not 87.
And that's just, statistically speaking, men mm-hmm. won't come forward.
Right.
Because
right.
It's you know, rape is bad. Period. Rape is bad.
Right.
But in America, right. we have this macho image of what guys are supposed to be and all of that. And so when they don't fit into that, when they get raped as kids, because
right.
they're kids, you know, but the thing about it is that Spotlight was all, there was another movie out that came out. I forget what it was, but it was all on the focus of rape culture in the colleges. And what mm-hmm. people don't realize is that men are getting raped just as much as women are in colleges right now.
Yes.
And so we're in such a rape culture, a rape and bully culture.
Right.
You know? And so it's amazing. It's amazing. And it's going to take all of us to stand up. To change.
Well, you know, and I heard
the
you
only
talk
way
about
that we're going to be able to do that is to really connect with our faith.
Yeah. Well, I pray for the strength and courage every day when I'm dealing with this because it is so hard. Like I said, the more I investigate, you know, more videos I watch, the more information, articles I investigate, it is so hard. It is so hard.
I mean,
listen to me. I mean, you lived through this. You were through this torture yourself and everything. How you can keep doing this, you know, is amazing.
You know,
amazing.
I would have walked away.
Yeah.
And I was going to walk away for a long time because
sure.
had it just happened to me and it was just my abuse, I would have walked. I would have left it in the past. But it was when I realized that what happened to me didn't stop with me and has only gotten grown bigger and gotten worse.
Yeah. Sure.
I couldn't stay silent, you know? And this has been hellish. I mean, coming forward, it ruined a 20-year relationship. I got ran out of Omaha. They trashed my cars. I was getting death threats constantly. They were leaving dead animals in my yard.
Sure.
And so it was just, it was amazing stuff.
Right. And they shut all these down. Like I heard you talk on videos, you talked about, you know, that Sardulski or whatever, that coach over there in
Sandusky,
that got
yep.
busted. And you see, you know, like when I heard that, I'm not paying that much attention, you know, and it didn't get widespread media coverage anyhow, you know, specs here and there and this and that, but I didn't even realize that involved that he had set up that child charity and was doing to children. I don't think I read enough about it at the time. I just assumed he was molesting players and stuff, you know, which is bad enough, you know, but
he was selling.
I didn't realize here was another thing where he set up this charity. Yeah.
Second Mile High charity, children's charity. He was selling kids to elite people.
Yeah.
And,
right? Mm-hmm.
And the thing about it is that people always ask me, you know, where do we begin? You know, how do we find these people? I tell people all the time, the best way to look, and all the research that I have done with all of this, the first place to look, as far as I'm concerned, is the George Bush inauguration, where Larry King Jr. sang at. Because
yeah, the head of that, the one that ran that ring in
Omaha.
Nebraska. Yeah,
right.
He sang at that.
I just heard
that he sang at the Reagan inauguration, too.
Oh, I hadn't heard that. I knew he had it at the Bush inauguration. But the thing about it is that the Bush inauguration, the same party that Larry King sang at, Jerry Sandusky and Joe Paterno were there.
Is that right? So your handler, and then... So,
no, it wasn't my handler. Aquino might have been there. But it was a whole it was a whole collection of the pedophiles.
Sure. So he was at that inauguration, too. So, this trafficking of children, they're selling.
And it could be... Aquino could have easily been there. Because Aquino was best friends with both Reagan and George Bush Sr.
Really?
They were heavily connected with each other. Oh, yeah.
Sure. And then you look at these people, and you just never would think it. I mean, look at Reagan. You know, I mean, I would have never pictured him to be a sexual abuser of children.
Billy Graham,
yeah.
Billy Graham.
Yeah.
And Billy Graham has been named specifically by Fiona Barnett. She has a documentary for people who want to know more about Fiona Barnett and what was going on in Australia. She has a documentary out called Candy Girl that can be found on YouTube. And so,
I'm going to ask her to come on the show. And the thing is for people to realize that this pedophile network is worldwide, is when you listen to you, and then you listen to her, she's from Australia, you're from here, you both tell such similar stories that this could not happen around the world if they weren't all connected and doing the same thing. And like her, too, was flown over here to Bohemian Grove and was with presidents here. Wasn't it Nixon that was with her?
It was Nixon. You have to understand that Fiona Barnett and I have only known each other for about 6 months.
Really?
Mm-hmm. So there's no way.
I mean, when you were all telling the same stories, you didn't even know each other.
Well, no, and Candy Girl came out. She filmed Candy Girl, and we met just as it was starting to come out.
Okay.
But what's interesting about Candy Girl and what's interesting about Candy Girl and about my video is that I filmed my video 3 years before she even started Candy Girl.
Wow.
And so we're saying the exact same things, and we didn't even know each other.
Right.
And so...
This is the program that they do all over the world. And then they train back and forth, these politicians. And like one of Jeffrey Epstein's, one of the girls that reported on him, that was a prime minister of Israel that she slept with, besides Prince Andrew and Alan Dershowitz, the lawyer. And then they all tie in, you know, like with Epstein. He gets all these attorneys that like Kenneth Starr, for God's sake, who prosecuted Clinton when he was in the White House. Now he's out there praising Clinton, but he just got fired from his job for not investigating the sexual abuse going down at Baylor University. You know, that... They're all in this.
Yes, they are.
And both parties, all parties. It's just so insane. It's scary. It's really scary for me, Dave. Well, it must be worse for you. I mean, dead animals in your yard and these threats that you get, you must get them constantly.
I get them pretty regularly.
David?
And so, did I lose you?
Oh, I wonder if David got cut off. Oh, dear. Well, maybe he'll come back on. We're running out of time.
Hold on.
This pedophile network that is run by the world, I mean, and the king and queen, I mean, the Queen Elizabeth and her husband are in on it. where we get that Jeffrey Epstein arrested, and we get his butler made this list of his, stole his little black book, and in there he circled all the different names that would help the police put together this pedophile network that would know something. Well, we just got a couple minutes here. I'd like to get Fiona on sometime. Maybe you could come with her, because I would really like people to listen to you both talk and tell the same story, one from the United States and one from Australia, so people can see how this is so interconnected, that these programs are all among the political elite, the people running this world.
I know that she will do it. The only thing is that it probably won't be till June. She's in school right now.
And, I mean, July.
Yeah, so she's really busy right now. She is speaking at a conference in Seattle in October. It's called the Seattle Conference on Trauma and Dissociation. It's for anybody who has dealt with trauma, not just satanic ritual abuse, but anyone who has dealt with trauma, even, you know, Air Force or Army people, the military who have come home with PTSD. This is for you. This conference will be good for you. Information on the conference can be found at igeid.org. And again, that's igeid.org. And just check it out and hope to see you guys there.
Okay, well, good. I'm going to contact her and hopefully I can line you both up. But thank you so much for coming on and sharing this information with us and for hanging in there. And alerting us to it all.
Thank you so much, Evelyn, and I'll talk to you soon.
Okay.
All right.
Well, bye. Thank you, everybody, for tuning in. I hope you got some information, and I hope you will spread this video around, and hopefully we can stop these pedophiles. Tune in next week, and we'll see you then. Bye. Screaming on the right while I'm sitting.